Don't get lost in the waves of change.
190 pages, tens of hours of lawyers. One takeaway today is you now put on your listing agent hat when you meet with a buyer and you treat him the same way. So that's what you need to take away.
KGCI Real Estate on Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
It's a consultation and a strategy. When you think of how people need to buy a home in this market, it takes great strategy. So why not strategize with that buyer? They need your help more than ever.
Depend on KGCI Real Estate on Air.
Hello, all you real estate rock stars. This is Tina Call, and I am so excited today. So the first thing we're going to talk about is I'm a brand new agent. I just got my license. Now what? So what do we do when we're a brand new real estate agent and we enter the business? Everybody enters the business for different reasons. Some people, they enter the business because they just need to make money. This is a job for them. And they feel that they're going to be a great real estate agent because they're a great communicator. Other people jump into the business because they're investors. They want to know more about real estate. They're interested in real estate and they feel they can leverage that license and put it to good use. And then other people really get into the business and they just say, you know what? I'm great with people. I've watched HGTV. This looks like fun. And so I'm going to try this. I'm going to try this thing and I'm going to help a lot of people buy homes. Now, there's ways to build a foundation in this business when you're a brand new agent. So regardless of the reason you got into the business, the reality is we have to learn what the business is and have the appropriate mindset to be really successful in the business. So let's start with the first thing we're going to talk about is what is your mindset? What is your mindset about this business? Because this business is hard. If you think about the stats, 1 in 10 agents actually makes it in the first 5 years of the business. That means 9 people will not have success in the business, 1 out of every 10. And on a team, 3 out of every 10 are going to be successful. So when you think about this business, why is it so hard? Thousands of people get licensed every single day and they don't make it. And I believe it's their mindset. So when you walk into this business, I want you to think of something that we use on our team called the 100-0. You are 100% responsible for your success 100% of the time, and you have to give 100% effort with 0 excuses. So a lot of times what I find new agents will do is they blame their CRM or they blame their broker or they blame the market or they blame their family for not using them. They're always looking for some source of outside blame. But when you really look at their business, they haven't really started to do the things that are going to lead to the success of the business. And what is this business? Again, the mindset should be that this business that you are entering is a sales business. It is everything to do with sales, and it's everything to do with getting on the phone and talking to people. You are basically going into being a telemarketer. That is what this is. You have to get in front of people every single day. And could you get in front of people by meeting them for coffee, by going to a networking event, by holding an open house? Absolutely. But the reality is you have to have conversations and you have to blah, blah, blah every single day. So you are getting paid to blah, blah, blah. Now, as a brand new agent, how many conversations should you have in the beginning? The rule of thumb for me is when you're starting out, you want to try to have 5 conversations per day with 5 different people. So your job is to set a schedule. And what I find is most people are coming from corporate America, or maybe they're, you know, you were a teacher or a nurse, or you had some other profession where you had to punch in every day, and punch in and out every day, and you had some sort of set schedule. You were responsible and held accountable for the hours that you produced at your job. And what happens is the mindset of people coming into the business, they think, well, gosh, I'm an independent contractor now. I can just set my own hours. I can have flexibility, which sounds really sexy, but the reality is it's the reason that 9 out of 10 fail, because we're not held accountable to a schedule. We don't have a boss and we don't have enough self-leadership at this point to make it in the business. So when you think about your schedule, you have to treat it like a job. So the next thing I would say from being 100% responsible and having 0 excuses is to set your schedule. It has to be a schedule that starts in the morning. My mornings used to start at 7:30. I would get into the office at 7:30. From 7:30 to 8, I would role play my scripts and dialogue, getting better at knowing what to say. And we'll talk about this book in a minute. From 8 to 11, I would do my LLLs. What are the LLLs? That's lead generation, lead follow-up, and lead conversion. Those three things are going to be the difference makers in your business. I like to keep things really simple, guys and gals, really, really simple. And I think people overcomplicate this business. They start talking about social media and video and luxury marketing and all the different things. But the reality is you need to have 5 conversations every single day, 5 days a week, which is 25 conversations. That will lead to almost 1,300 conversations at the end of the year. If you were to close 10% of that business, you would close, 130 transactions, which we know is probably unrealistic. So think about closing 3%, right? 3% of that business. Can you close 20 to 30 transactions in your first year if you have 5 conversations every day? My answer is yes. So you're going to have some sort of document every single day that you can track how many people you're talking to. And then you set your schedule. I would prefer that you treat the schedule like you did your old job. Whatever those hours were, which I'm going to imagine are probably 9 to 5, you thought you were getting away from that dreaded schedule, that idea of punching in and punching out. But the moment that you walk away in your mindset from that idea that you have freedom, it's failure time. I mean, seriously, it is failure time. So I want you to think like an entrepreneur, but I want you to think like a smart entrepreneur and think of more hours that you're going to put in, right? You were working 9 to 5 working for somebody else. Now you're working for yourself and you're going to put more hours in. This is the time not to give up. This is the time not to get lazy. I want you putting in 60 hours a week to grow this business, because the first 2 years are they're bad. I don't want to use bad words, but they're tough and they're rough and they're worth it. So we're going to have our mindset, 100% responsibility, 0 excuses. We're going to be hungry, humble, and smart. We're going to be hungry for the business. Every day we're going to get in there and we're going to think about what we're going to do and who we're going to call and work on our success. We're going to be humble, right? We're going to eat humble pie. Our friends are not going to use us in the beginning because they know that we just got our license, right? And we're not going to get mad and use that as an excuse. We're going to keep moving on and talk to the public that doesn't know that we're new, and we're about to practice on their property, right? With their equity. So you go to those strangers. And then be smart, having emotional intelligence. This is an emotionally intelligent business. You've got to be self-aware. Self-awareness is everything. So to lead other people, first you have to lead yourself. And think about it. If you can't even lead yourself in your new business, why would anybody hire you? Think about that. If you can't lead yourself, if you can't make this thing successful, why should somebody hire you? So your mindset has to be sharp, your schedule. I'd like to see you use the same schedule. Maybe it was 9 to 5. Get in at the office at 9. If you don't have an office, which I work for a virtual company, I'm sitting in my home office right now. Wherever there is a desk, wherever there is a phone, and wherever there is a computer, that's where I want you to sit. Your day starts there. The first 3 hours of your day are lead generation time. That is your business building time. That is what we're doing to build the business. So I want that to be looking at how many people you can reach out to. So if I look at who you're going to reach out to, I've got a little list here. I want you to think about your accountant, people that have helped you advertise, an aerobics instructor, your alarm system company, your animal, your veterinarian. Maybe you live in an apartment. Talk to the apartment manager there. Did you have an architect work on a property lately? Talk to them. Your banker, your barber, your bartender. Hopefully you're not hanging out at bars, but your bartender, whoever. So from your consultative people, right, in your life, your financial planners and anybody that's done any sort of service, to your mutual fund company, whoever. I want you to think about the list, right? All your SOI, all your sphere. Or if you were planning a wedding, Who would you invite to that wedding? So go from your sphere, then go to your all the people in your life that provide services. Let them know you're in the business. So you're getting in the morning, and then I want you to set up your, I call it my $1 million box. Now at eXp Realty, we have a CRM, we have KV Core, but I know a lot of real estate agents, and I know you guys are going to laugh. A lot of real estate agents are terrible at technology. They're just terrible. So if you're going to be terrible at technology and you're not going to use the technology, I want you to just have a simple little box, right? I call it my $1 million box. This little box helped me sell over 130 homes per year, earning me $1 million. So laugh all you want, but this does work. So for the people that are terrible at CRMs, start simple, start small. I want you to grab the little box and I want you to grab tabs, right? And so I want you to order these from Amazon. Label them January through February. Then you're going to have little index cards in the boxes. So when you're talking to people, right, you're having your five conversations per day, I want you to write down Susie Smith, her address, what you talked about, and her timeline. So let's say Susie, it's March right now, right? So Susie says, I'm going to be moving in 3 months, April, May, June, but I always cut it in half. So if Susie says she's moving in June, I'm going to move this little card to the end of April. I'm going to stick it in there, beginning of May, and I'm going to call Susie when I get to that May tab. I'm going to have all my leads that I spoke to in the months prior right there. I'm going to pull them out, and those are the first people I'm going to talk to, and then I'm going to move them down the row. So when you think about this little box, it's just a great little system that you can use, keeping the index cards in your car, keeping the index cards on your kitchen counter, wherever you need these little cards, put them there. So as you're talking to people at the gas station, at the local McDonald's, at the local coffee shop, you can write down a little card and stick it in your box. Now, if you are a CRM pro, which I hope that you are, you can also put your leads into KV Core, put a little tag on them, and then put a follow-up campaign. Same way, one's digital, one's paper, you pick, I don't care, but I want you doing that. So 9 o'clock to 11 o'clock, or 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock is your business building time. 12 to 1, you take lunch. From 1 and beyond, you would go on appointments. Now, when you're brand new, you're not going to have appointments. So right away, you might, but not every day. So I want you to make an effort to get out and look at properties. I want you to know the neighborhoods, drive around, make mental notes of brand new construction, go in, meet the on-site agent, talk to that person, talk to on-site agents and ask them, when I have a client, would you mind if I do my buyer consultations right here in the model home? Would that be okay with you? Most of them are going to say yes. And why do I say bring your clients to a model home? Because you're selling houses. It's emotional. And so if I can sit with a client in a beautiful model home, maybe it's a $2 million, $1 million model home, even though they might not be able to afford that, that gives me the opportunity to pull some emotion out of them, get them excited. Talk about, do you love these countertops? Do you like this backsplash? Do you like how the living room opens to the kitchen, or would you rather have more walls and more partitions? Do you love how big the yard is? Do you like the look of this neighborhood? You're having conversations. You're putting the customer right there where they can touch and feel the product that they're about to buy. So I love having the model home for my office space. And that's where we teach our agents to meet other people. So you're going to go look at properties. You're possibly going to maybe go visit some open houses. You know, that's a great way to get to know the product and the inventory and other agents in the area. So I want you in the morning, lead generation, in the middle of the day, take a lunch and mindset break. In the afternoon, go on appointments or tour properties. If there are no new construction neighborhoods in your area, maybe you live in, you know, downtown Boston, I don't know, and there's really no new construction in your area, I want you to go in and visit vacant properties. I want you to go to different price points. I want you to look at the inventory. I want you to get to know your product. If you know your product really, really well, nobody can touch you. Last thing is the tools. What tools do I need as a brand new agent to get started? The beautiful thing about working at eXp Realty for me is that everything I need to run my business is included in our $85 a month. For brand new agents, we have our KV Core. So you've got your CRM tool, which I love. There is a way to make calls through KV Core, which I think is amazing. The next tool is join a mastermind group. There are so many mastermind groups at eXp Realty. When you join the company, you name a sponsor, and that sponsor probably has knowledge, or they themselves run mastermind groups every single week. Ask your sponsor, where is the best mastermind group for me to participate, to learn from agents that are ahead of me in the path of success, and carve out one or two masterminds a week. For us, we have one every Friday at 11. We have one every Monday at 1. And so it's really, really important. The third thing is do your classes. We have about 70 classes per week at eXp Realty. So I want you to get into the University Center, and I want you to look at the class schedule. Take the brand new agent classes. And then from there, once you're done with the jumpstart, I want you to put one, maybe two, maybe three classes a week in your schedule, because learning is where you're going to see the growth. So you have to carve out time in your schedule for learning. Maybe it's after lunch, just from 1 to 2, you're just listening to a class because they're all pre-recorded. I would love to see you do that and have a notebook journal for, you know, future ideas and future things you want to do. The next thing is your, do you need a dialer, some sort of investment in a dialer? I love Mojo Dialer. I love Espresso Agent. I think those are great dialers. There's Red X. So many different dialers. And what these dialers do is they pull numbers from neighborhoods, your local area. They also pull expired listing. They pull for sale by owner listings. So as you skill up and you learn what to say based on the people that you're calling, those numbers are going to be ready for you each morning when you get into the office to do your LLLs, right? Your lead generation, your lead follow-up, and your lead conversion. Those are the three things every single agent, new or seasoned, should be doing every single day. And the difference between you and those other people that aren't going to make it is that you're doing it every day because you have a job. You run a company, you are the boss, and you are in charge. If you are not building your business every day, you're going to be one of the nine. And I know it's tough, but it's tough love, because I want you to make sure that your mindset is correct for the business that you're about to go into. So I'm a brand new agent. Now what? Let's go through a quick recap before we end this video. Number one, it's building the foundation. It's your mindset. That is the foundation. What's going on in here? You're tough. You're a warrior. You're 100% responsible for what's going to happen to you. And you're going to take that responsibility with zero excuses. 100, zero. 100% responsible, zero excuses. I can't say that enough. You are hungry. You are humble. You are smart. You've got emotional intelligence. And you know that this is a communication business. And this is a business that if you are not have a good regimen and you are not working on your skills every day, you're probably going to be a statistic. And we don't want that for you. We want you to succeed. And with the tools at eXp, you absolutely will succeed. It's the best place for any agent to work, in my opinion. I love this place. And you will make it. Number two, set your schedule. If you're coming from another form of employment, keep the same schedule and do not act like this is some freedom plan because you get into the business because you want flexibility from your old job. You will fail without that strict schedule. So keep that strict schedule. I want you in the office in the morning or at your desk, preferably from 7:30 to 8. I want you role-playing and learning your scripts. From 8 to 11, I want you on the phones talking to people, your family, your friends, your sphere of influence, calling around neighborhoods, doing just listed, just sold calls. You can look at other agents in the area that have sold a property and you can call around that property. So look up the just listed, just sold calls online on YouTube. Google is your friend. I know on my YouTube channel, we have a lot of those teachings. You can go there. And then I want you to take lunch. And then I want you to go on appointments. If you don't have an appointment, I want you to go and look at properties. I want you to drive around neighborhoods. I want you to look at model homes. I want you to know the inventory so you can be the expert. Three is the skills, right? Our three L's, lead generation, lead follow-up, lead conversion. Those are your three L's. So keep it very simple. I want to see that on your board. And I want you to think about every day, did I do my three L's? If you haven't touched the three L's, you are going to be out of the business very quickly. So practice what to say. This is a great book. Exactly What to Say for Real Estate Agents. This is a fantastic book because it gives you some scripts, some dialogue, some key tools for you guys to learn. And then your tools. I want you to use your KV Core, learn how to use it, become a systems wizard. I was never a systems wizard. So as I told you guys earlier in the video, I used my little freedom box, right? This is your freedom box. So you've got your months, you've got your little index cards, and then you've got your leads, and you've got exactly what you need to build a business. If you are a paper guru, if you're a post-it person, you're a notebook person like me. And then you've got your opportunity to have a dialing system, some system that is going to pull numbers for you. So every single day you can make your five contacts and you can feel accomplished. So guys, you're a brand new agent. You're on this journey at eXp Realty, which I'm so excited for you. You are surrounded by genius. I want you to tap into that genius. I want you to treat this like a job, and I don't want you to be a statistic. So I hope this video was helpful. Thank you guys for watching, and here's to your success.
This is going to be the largest transfer of market share we've ever seen between agents in history.
KGCI Real Estate On Air, keeping you informed and empowered as the NAR settlement brings seismic shifts to the real estate industry.
You treat your buyers just like you do a seller. You get a consultation, you pitch, and you compete for the value you will deliver for the fee you're willing to accept.
Stay informed, stay prepared. Depend on KGCI, Real Estate On Air.